10 years ago now, I gave this talk, Everything I Needed to Know About Business I Learned as a Waiter. And it's been rattling around in my brain for a decade. And a couple of years ago, I started getting serious about it. I'd been in the client service world arena for decades. And I just kept thinking about all the things I'd refer back to from those early years in high school and college when I worked as a server.
I mean, is it about just taking care of the customer, being customer driven, or is it more than that?
It's a hybrid. So what a lot of people don't realize is how much work goes into effortlessly making the meal appear at a table, right? There's so much happening behind the scenes. And that's how you know it's a great restaurant. It's like a duck that smoothly gliding along the water and underneath they're paddling like crazy. And we see the same thing in the ad business. And we see the same thing putting on a radio cast. People think you just magically have it happen. And in the back, you're scrambling like crazy and doing the math. So some of it is about caring for customers, but the rest of it is really related to empathy and listening and teamwork and making sure that you're taking care of the people that you work alongside.
And when you work for tips, you're going to be empathetic.
So here's one of the things I didn't realize early in my career, that mostly I was in commission sales, and then I was a sales manager in the media. And most of those are commission positions, or you're getting an override, a little bit of what everybody's selling. You quickly realize, man, it's just like when you were getting tips when you're in high school and college. Well, in college, working at the bar at the restaurant. And part of the book is related to compensation and how businesses pay people. Because if you want to have an effective compensation plan, it's really smart to make sure that you're paying people for the things you want them to do. And a lot of companies just kind of pay people the way they've always paid them without thinking about what they're trying to accomplish and then making their compensation model match what their goals are.
Should more people, maybe kids just coming out of college that have had server careers, should they be listing this on their resume, and should employers be asking about background like that?
100%. I mean, I think when I've hired a lot of people through the years, and I love hiring college athletes because they're disciplined, they're competitive, they like to win. They are able to manage their time pretty well because they had a lot of things they had to juggle. But I also really have spent a lot of time and had a lot of success through the years hiring people that have been in hospitality, food service, hotel and restaurant.
Hey, you interviewed a lot of people for Turning Tables. So was there a common thread, Bruce, with all their answers, or were there some different quirks? Like,
I think it was a lot of common themes. One of the things that seems to bubble up a lot is people say, I think everybody, people that have had food service experience say things like, I think everybody should be in food service at some point in their career. It does give empathy and it does help you to think on your feet. But what was interesting is I started to be able to group the stories and the things that people were sharing with me into common themes. The thing that was common with each of those people that I spoke to is there absolutely were lessons they learned on the serving floor and behind the bar that applied to whatever job they had, whether it was in healthcare or leadership or still in the restaurant business.
I'm just wondering, in your career as media sales, now you're head of a creative firm, was it early on, Bruce, where you realized that those skills were helping you, or was it later on in your career you said, wait a minute, I think I learned that serving tables?
It was almost right away. In fact, I got my start, most of my career was in Ohio and Michigan, but I got my start in Roanoke and finished my media career in Roanoke. And I remembered I was making minimum wage and I found out my then wife was pregnant, and I was making, you can't even tell you how little money I was making as a master control operator in an independent television station that was up on Colonial Avenue. And I walked into the sales manager's office and said, I was a server in high school, understand how to present. I know how to be empathetic. I know I could do sales. I think you need to give me a chance. She's like, what are you talking about? And I proceeded to tell her why that experience I had in college would prepare me for a sales career. I had no idea if it would, but I mean, it sold pretty well. So almost right away, I realized it. And it, like a lot of ideas, it rattled around in my brain. And finally, I thought, I've got to write this. I really need to put this on paper. And so then I started talking to people. So I interviewed a lot of people and talked to a lot of people. And it's really, it's their stories, I think, primarily.